Hi, this is Christian Whewell doing my second review of some interesting products I have for Blind Cool Tech. This time we're recording a review about the LG MS283D talking microwave, which now is no longer made. But I'm doing the review because the microwave in question is a standard off-the-shelf product that the company who makes it have adapted. It's not the Cobalt one, although the Cobalt one, as far as I know, is based on the LG design. It does the same things as the Cobalt one. It gives you similar sort of speech feedback. But I just thought I'd clarify this before I switch on the tape. I did the review on a cassette, so I want to apologise in advance for the quality. If you've got any questions, you can email me at kwhawell@kwhawell.plus.com. That's kwhawell@kwhawell.plus.com. If you have any questions on this. Okay, I'm going to pause this recording for a second and we're going to catch up now with the main recording I made on the cassette. I must apologise for the quality. This cassette deck is not the best, but given that I couldn't get my PC down into the kitchen, I've done this until I get some sort of decent recording facility, such as an iRoa. This is my second review. I want to talk this time about talking microwaves. I must apologise first, though, however, about the recording quality. For this review, we need to be in the kitchen, so I've had to use a cassette deck. So I'm just going to sort this out so we can do this review properly. I want to talk to you first, though, before we get this review underway, about a couple of errors in the last review that I made. Particularly the spelling of the Cobalt website. It's cobalt.co.uk. The other error I want to point out is the fact that the snooze timer on the radio in my last review goes from, for the alarm snooze when you touch the handle, that goes from 6 minutes, I think it's either 5 minutes or 6 minutes, all the way up to an hour. Now, this review, as I say, I want to talk about talking microwaves. Now, as I said in the last message, there's only really one company that make them especially for blind people. And that, as I say, is Cobalt Systems. Now, in order to do this review, we need some cold water. Because of microwaves, the way they work, we need to, when we're doing this review, we need to demonstrate it with something in it. So I've now got me some water on the table there, and I'm going to put this microphone, I can get the wire untangled, over here. This will enable us to get the best result for this recording. Now, there is another company who does make a talking microwave, or should I say, at the time when I did this review, when I bought this machine, it was, there was another company making them, but it's now no longer available. It's made by LG. It is the I will give you the model number at the end of the review. It's an MS, I think it's 2830 or something like that. I can't actually see the labelling on the microwave. Let's talk about the appearance. It's a standard microwave, pretty much. It's got your usual control panel on the right hand side.
There is a microphone built into the front, and more about that later. It's got a screen with the clock on, and there are... I'm just looking at the... 11 buttons on the front. These talking products always seem to like 11 buttons. Now, well, there's 12 actually, but the bottom one controls the door. Now, the first thing we're going to talk about is setting up the clock. So, when you buy this thing, the clock is not set. So, I'm going to turn it on at the wall. And we've got on the screen, you don't know it's come on, but the best way to find out is to touch a button.
Cancel.
It says cancel. So, I'm going to do the clock. Now, the buttons on this machine go from top to bottom. You have clock, kitchen timer, power, which is a long button. Each button is pretty much a unique shape. Then you've got a record button. And they've got Braille on them, some of these, by the way. The record button's got a letter R on it. The play button's got a letter P on it. The 10-minute button's got the number 10 brailled below it. The 1-minute button's got a number 1 label below it. And the 10-second button's got a number 10 below it. And it goes 10 minutes, 1 minute, 10 seconds across it. You have then got the cancel button, the start button, and the defrost button. So by pressing the clock button, the microwave will tell us to enter the time.
Clock is not set.
So he says, clock is not set. And then
enter clock.
Now it's not very clear, this is sort of Australian, but what you do,
1, 2,
you use the hour button to change the hours, and the
enter 2:10, 2:20, 2:30.
So it's 2:30.
Incorrect.
Oh, press the wrong button then. That's what happens if you press the wrong button. So
2:31, 2:32, 2:33, 2:34.
I'll set it to 2:34, that'll do. Now, your mode selector... Shut up, microwave. It keeps telling me to do that. It's because it's prompting you to do something.
PM selected.
Now, you've got AM, you change that.
AM selected, PM selected.
When you set your clock, you press clock again.
Clock is 2:34 PM.
And then you press the cancel button, otherwise... Your microwave will say enter clock. Oh, it hasn't done. That's okay then. So, what we do, I always cancel it anyway, just in case it decides to do that. Sometimes it does. Using the microwave, it's very important for this review that we're going to sort of demonstrate this with something inside it. So I'm going to open the door, and you'll notice that when I open the door,
door open,
by pressing the button, it will tell me the door is open. So we put this cup of water inside on the turntable, which is glass incidentally.
Door closed.
So I've closed the door. Now I want to cook this for say a minute. If I was making a cup of tea or whatever, I could do it for a minute. All you do, there are two ways you can do this. You press your start button, which is like an instant cook. That will give you 30 seconds. You press that twice, but I'm going to do it the proper way. You press your minute button.
1 minute.
And then it will tell you
to
touch the start button. If, however, you want to change the power level, you can do it at this point by pressing the top right button on the panel just below the clock. And these are the options you've got.
High power.
High power.
Low power.
Low power.
Medium. Low power.
Medium. Low power.
Medium power.
Medium power.
Medium. High power.
Medium. High power.
High power.
And back to high power again. So let's just press start and you'll see what happens.
Touch start.
And it's telling us to do that now.
Start. Cook time is 1 minute.
As you can hear, it's fairly quiet. Unfortunately, with this microwave, You cannot find out how long you've got to go. There's no way to know that. So you've pretty much just got to wait. Now, for a sighted person, they do know how long it's got to go for, so that's handy for them. I can see on the screen we've got 22 seconds to go, which is pretty decent, really. When he gets to the end of a time, you will hear it say, "Cook end," and it'll play a musical tone. In 2, 1, go.
Cook end.
And it now says the word end on screen. Now, if we was to leave this for a minute, it will keep telling us, which I'll do this because it's worth knowing. Just to give you an idea of what sort of feedback this microwave gives you. I personally do like this microwave. It's very accessible. The buttons on it are braille. They're different shapes. We've got some round, some oval. There's some that are sort of pointy, record and play. Some are sort of roundy, but there's one that's kind of got like a line through it, which is the start button. The cancel button's a roundy button, and the defrost button with the letter braille D on it is...
Cook end.
See, she's telling you now it's cook end, so I'm going to press end to stop it, the cancel button. It takes you back to your clock time. Now, let's do a defrost. We have three options. By pressing the D, you can
defrost meat.
Defrost meat.
Defrost poultry.
Defrost poultry.
Enter weight. Defrost bread.
And defrost bread.
Enter weight.
Now it's asking me to enter the weight, so we can do this by using the 10 minutes, 1 minute, 10 seconds buttons.
Incorrect.
Key. Oh, 10 minutes, 1 minute. Actually, 10 seconds isn't used. 1 minute is used for.
Incorrect.
Entering the 1 kilogram option, the other one is 0.1, but certain defrost modes don't use them. So let's defrost
0.1 kilogram, 0.2 kilogram, 0.3 kilogram.
Defrost 0.3 kilogram and touch start.
Start. Defrost time is 3 minutes 30 seconds.
It will basically tell you what to do. Quite useful. Very informative. Oh, it's my dog that's just walked in. Hello, Toby. Hello, Poppy. They're Staffordshires. The Staffordshire crossed with collies. Very fussy. While we're just waiting for this to make a signal, I'm just going to let them out. So as you can hear, the microwave is alternating between on, full, and off. See, it's off at the moment. You'll hear it come back on in a minute. That means that if you want to check it, you can. So, that's on again now. Off again. I'll let it do one more cycle of that and then I'll stop it. For obvious reasons. It's off still. It's on again. So as you can hear, it's alternating. So we'll stop it by pressing cancel.
Cook cancel.
Cook end. Cook stopped, it says. If I do that now, I'm...
Cook cancel. Start. Cook time is 30 seconds.
That was...
Cook.
It says cook stop, and it would let you carry on from where you left off.
Cancel.
Now, I've talked about the main cooking functions. This does not have an oven. This is just a microwave. You also have the facility to be able to record a memo. And you do this by pressing the record button. We'll do that now.
Record. Start.
Hello, this is just a test. I can record for 40 seconds or so. I've got up to 10 seconds already, 11, 12, so on. I'll stop it there. I'm pressing the cancel button.
Cancel.
If we now press play.
Play, start.
Hello, this is just a test. I can record for 40 seconds or so. I've got up to 10 seconds already, 11, 12, so on. I'll stop it there. I'm pressing the cancel button.
That's just to tell you what's what. So, I'm going to now move on to the kitchen timer, the final option that this has. The kitchen timer is a very useful thing, and this is got to by pressing the kitchen timer button, which is next to the clock on the top row.
Timer.
It says timer, and it's set to zero.
Enter time.
And it's saying enter time. We'll give it 20 seconds by pressing the 10 seconds button.
10 seconds. 20 seconds.
When you press start, this is just like cooking. It will not run the
microwave.
It will not run the microwave. So we do that now.
Start. Timer time is 20 seconds.
So it's now going to run for 20 seconds. And it will let us know when it's finished. Okay, the timer is now zeroed and it's gone back to its normal time, which we're currently 2:43 in the afternoon here in the UK on the 4th of January. The microwave has got quite a few safety features. Mostly,
door open.
If I open the door and I try and cook something,
1 minute, 2 minute, door open.
By pressing start,
door open, door open.
It will tell us door open. If I
touch start, door closed.
Shut the door.
Start. Cook time is 2 minutes.
It will work, as you can see. But if I open, at the very moment I open the door.
Door open.
It stops.
Cancel.
I'll cancel that. We'll now take out what I put in as a test to just demonstrate it to you. I hope.
Door closed.
That this has been of some use to everybody involved with this, with the Blind Cool Tech. I got this from a website called 24/7 Electricals. Now they specialise in just ordinary equipment. Again, like the digital radio, this microwave I have is not a specialist item. It's pretty standard, really. Just a standard microwave. Come on, puppy dogs. Just going to go outside and go into the back garden. And repair the fuse box in the boiler room, because I popped a light this morning. I turned on my light and it popped the fuse unit. So I'm just putting the fuse back on and hopefully we should be okay. So that's that done. Now going back inside with the tape recorder. That's just our alarm system letting me know I've opened the door. Just lock the back door. Anyway, as I was saying about this microwave, it is a standard, everyday piece of kit. I thought I would share it with you because it's so different to all the fancy stuff that you would go and buy. You can get this from anywhere. It's standard, it works, it's absolutely spot on. And we've popped a bulb. My light has popped a bulb. Great, I need a new bulb in my light, in my room. I'm not impressed. Anyway, that's enough from me. I hope you enjoy this recording. 24/7 electricals, by the way, for those of us in the UK, is www.247electricals.co.uk. That's 24, I think it's 24-7 electricals.co.uk. If I am wrong, I will post the information about this with my article on the email that I put with this. I hope you enjoyed listening. This is Christian Waywell signing out. Before I do conclude this review completely, I'd just like to say you cannot get this microwave now. This model I've reviewed is the one that is obsolete. I got it a bit wrong there. But 24/7 electricals, for those of us that just want to have a nosy, is where we got it from. They don't stock it anymore. However, there's a possibility you might still be able to get them, but I'm not 100% sure on that. I haven't seen them for a while, so I'm pretty much guessing that that particular model is obsolete. The Cobalt system is one you can still get. And my puppy is having a sneezing fit. Sorry about that. Anyway, this concludes my review of the LG Talking Microwave. But just the last thing I want to point out is the model number of this thing. The model number of the LG Talking Microwave, which was reviewed, is MS283TD. A guy called John Wilson did a pretty good instruction manual for it. That can be found on the net. If you Google or do any search on Talking Microwave, you'll bump into this website. I found it very useful when I first got ours, I must admit. Anyway, this is me signing off. The last point made before I do, I know I'm waffling a bit now, but I just remembered the buttons go in columns. As I was working down the microwave, they go in columns of three. It goes clock, timer, and power level on the top. Then it goes, I think it's record and play next. Then it's your minute buttons. Then it's your start, stop, defrost buttons. And there are 11 buttons in total. Above your door button is the speaker, where the sound for the talking part comes out of. The beep sounds come out of somewhere else, but I'm not sure where. I just thought I'd clarify that, being as though this is my second review. I've done the two in one day. I haven't posted the first one up yet, but by the time you get this, the first review should be up. In fact, I'm going to try and get them both up today if I can. Thanks for listening once again, and hope this is of use to somebody, even if it's just, you know, for somebody to sort of turn around and say, oh wow, these microwaves are cool, I might get the Cobalt Systems one. The Cobalt one is the one that's out now. There was a review of that for any of us listening to Main Menu on ACB Radio. If you look back in the archives, there was a review of the Cobalt one quite some time ago. So hope this is of use, and thanks for listening.